This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What dumb thing pissed you off? 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it's from a movie like Sarah and the Castaway Situation. Maybe it's a TV show, a song. It could be anything. What are you pissed about? 206-803-ROCK. Spencer, you're on I-90, and your ex-wife woke you up for something really stupid. What was it?
Good morning, all.
What's up, Spencer?
So, first, like I told Sarah, first of all, that if I'm sleeping, don't wake me up. Let me wake up on my own. Let me set an alarm, yada, yada. So let's preface this with that, right?
Okay.
So, we're asleep. It's somewhere, let's say 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And she starts violently shaking me in bed, you know, honey, Spencer, wake up. And I'm like, what? You know, what? She's like, you got to come to the window. And I'm like, what? She's like, there are two moons. And I went, what? She goes, I'm serious. Come look. And she is, I'm not joking. She is all serious. She's like, just come look. There are two moons right now. And I get up, and obviously we have double pane window, and you kind of figure out where I'm going.
Spencer, like, I was kind of hoping that you were just going to drop her pants and moon you at that point, because that at least would have been funny.
206-803-ROCK. Bruce from Olympia, you want to actually explain something about Castaway that you funny
here
for
we
Sarah?
Go.
Well, I thought it was funny when Helen Hunt runs down the driveway in the rain, she keeps yelling, Jack. His name's Chuck.
Oh.
You know, I never even picked up on that.
I didn't know that either. Huh.
Just something to add to the reason why this movie is stupid.
How did they screw that up? You got people that their job is to make sure that the continuity is right.
Yes.
Like continuity directors, and they just let that one fall?
Oh, we're really selling it for Sarah.
Yeah,
206-803-ROCK. Nate in Puyallup, you are mad about something to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed about what they did to Thor, honestly.
What'd they do to Thor? Because they made him kind of like a joke?
Well, yeah, and I'm a huge Norse mythology nerd, so I was excited when they came out with Thor, and they kind of were, he was a little bit underpowered, and then Ragnarok came out, and they actually, like, acknowledged him as the God of Thunder, which I was excited about. Mm. And, like, Fat Thor I can get along with, because he was kind of a glutton in mythology. And then I went and saw Love and Thunder, and, I mean, the opening scene was really good, and then it was just garbage from then on.
So were you pissed when they had, like Fat Thor?
No, he was kind of a glutton, so I mean, it kind of checks out.
Okay.
But the Love and Thunder was just so bad with all the bad jokes, and he needed a bunch of kids to help him. And then they gave Zeus, like, a plastic lightning bolt. Like, what?
Poor Thor. Steve in Kirkland, what are you mad about that had to do with the show this morning?
Uh-oh. I just can't stand that song you played right after you said call in. You played that stupid song. And I hated it when it was done by the original band, and I hate it even more now.
Dude, you know what, Steve? We've received a few text messages with that same answer. And as a Weezer fan, I wouldn't put this in my top 10 Weezer songs.
No, not at all. And I'm the opposite. When this comes on, I don't know what it is. I just groove. No. And no one else really does.
It's funny you say that, because I remember going to see them at the Washington State Fair with my buddy Ethan and my wife and his lady as well. And like, you know, I'm just loving the Weezer show and everything's going great. And then they bust into that song. I'm like, oh. And then I look around and it's like everybody that's, you know, like in their 20s.
Yep.
And younger are losing their crap. Like, this is the song that they came to see.
Wow.
And it made me so sad.
Oh, no. Steve in Bellevue, you're pretty pissed about something that has to do with music. Tell us.
Oh, absolutely. I am pissed with the state of modern popular music, and I'm shaking my fist firmly at Cloud. Auto-tune. Repeated trap beats, lack of imagination, and, you know, again, technology, in my opinion, has made the barrier to entry to music extremely low. So, yes, I'm a product of the 80s, and yes, I believe the 80s were the best generation for diversity in popular music, and so I will get off soapbox now.
I love you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
And I contend, though, auto-tune cannot make me sound good as a singer.
Yeah,
I feel like I might be the only turd that they can't polish.
We should try that sometime.
I would love to.
Challenge accepted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.